This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Waide Lang Pariat. We take a look at the headlines. Meenakshi Madan Rai, appointed as Acting Chief Justice of the High Court of Sikkim. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha participates in a review meeting held virtually with Union Minister for Donor Jyotiraditya Skindia. In Nagaland, Memorandum of Agreement signed with the Department of Land Resources and the Nagaland Empowerment of People through Economic Development for implementation of the project. And now the news in details. After superannuation of ex-Chief Justice of the High Court of Sikkim, Biswanath Somadher, Meenakshi Madan Rai has been appointed as Acting Chief Justice of the High Court of Sikkim. The Supreme Court Collegium yesterday recommended the appointment of Kerala High Court Justice A. Muhammad Mustaq as the Chief Justice of the Sikkim High Court. In yesterday's recommendation, the elevation of 5 High Court judges as Chief Justices of different High Courts across the country was proposed. The collegium was headed by Chief Justice of India, Justice Surya Kant. Justice A. Muhammad Mustaq was born on the 1st of June 1967 and hails from Kallur, Kerala. He obtained his law degree from VB College of Law, Udupi, and later earned an LLM in Labour Law from Mahatma Gandhi University. He was appointed as an additional judge of the Kerala High Court in 2014, became a permanent judge in 2016, and also served as the acting Chief Justice of the Kerala High Court from July 5th, 2024. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday participated in a review meeting held virtually with Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Skindia. During the meeting, the Matabari Tourism Circuit project was presented before the Union Minister, the Chief Minister informed. He stated that a total of 21 projects worth 451 crore rupees have been approved. Of this, 267.5 crore rupees will be funded through the state government, the Ministry of Tourism and the PPP mode, describing the initiative as a major milestone in strengthening Tripura's tourism infrastructure. Mr. Saha said that under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the state is witnessing transformative growth and holistic development. In Nagaland, a memorandum of understanding was signed with the Department of Land Resources and the Nagaland Empowerment of People through economic development for the implementation of the project. The agreement with the Land Resources Department focuses on strengthening spring rejuvenation and coffee development in the state. Meanwhile, NEPET's Centre of Excellence for Renewable Energy Studies will serve as a state technical partner for research, innovation and technology development. Addressing the programme, Additional Chief Secretary and Element Mission Director V. Shashank Shekhar emphasised that collaboration with various state and central departments and agencies is integral to the implementation strategy for the project. While the World Bank has provided a loan, it will be jointly repaid by the state and central governments, he added. The Enhancing Landscape and Ecosystem Management in Nagaland project, a World Bank-supported initiative, aims to restore degraded landscapes, build climate resilience and improve livelihoods across Nagaland. With a total cost of 574.63 crore rupees, the project will cover 225 villages in 16 districts over a five-year period ending in 2030. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main yesterday reviewed the status of major hydropower projects in Arunachal Pradesh as part of the government's ongoing efforts to revitalize the hydropower sector. The review also covered the operationalization of the restructured Department of Hydropower Development under DPHD 2.0. The Gongri hydroelectric project of 144 megawatts emerged as a key milestone, becoming the first project to be restored under the innovative Arunachal Pradesh policy for the restoration of terminated large hydropower projects under special circumstances 2025. Mr. Chawna Main also assessed the progress of hydropower projects being developed under the Hydropower Development Corporation of Arunachal Pradesh Limited. A review meeting on the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana was held yesterday at Pragya Bhavan in Agartala under the chairmanship of Agriculture Minister Ratan Lal Nath. Speaking to the media after the meeting, the Agriculture Minister said that discussions were held on how to promote agricultural development and make people self-reliant by conserving rainwater. He stated that Tripura extracts the least amount of groundwater in the country, with only 9.7% of the required water being drawn from underground sources. After Tripura, Assam extracts around 15% groundwater. The minister said that the state has benefited from initiatives such as digging ponds, planting trees, and implementing rainwater harvesting plans. Further discussions were also held on how people can be made more self-reliant by effectively conserving rainwater. Mr. Nath informed that Tripura will become self-reliant in potato production by the 2028-29 financial year. At present, 30 blocks in the state have achieved self-sufficiency in food production, and 5 more blocks are expected to become self-reliant within this year. Nagaland's Health and Family Welfare Department has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with HLL Lifecare Limited, a public sector undertaking under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, to introduce AMRIT, or the Affordable Medicine and Reliable Implants for Treatment Pharmacies in the state. AMRIT Pharmacy aims to provide essential medicines and surgical disposables at significant discounts, particularly for life-threatening diseases like cancer and heart ailments. Under the MOU, HLL Lifecare will set up a warehouse at the State Family Welfare Training Centre in Chumukodima to supply to public hospitals. It will also open AMRIT Pharmacy outlets at key public hospitals to ensure citizens have access to affordable, quality medical supplies. Fresh tensions were reported in Bangladesh's port city of Chattogram as attacks and vandalism continued near the residence of the Indian Assistant High Commission on Thursday night, raising serious security concerns. According to local reports, miscreants engaged in stone pelting and acts of arson in the area, creating panic among the families of the Indian High Commission officials and staff residing there. The situation remained volatile as police moved in to disperse the attackers and restore order. Chattogram Metropolitan Police Commissioner personally visited the area amid the unrest and assured enhanced security. Authorities said that around 100 police personnel have been deployed in and around the chancery to maintain safety through the night. Police officials also added that the current deployment will remain in place until 9 a.m. today, after which special reserved forces are expected to take over security details. Anini of Dibang Valley District, Arunachal Pradesh, has been conferred the Best Emerging Adventure Destination Award at the 17th Annual Convention of the Adventure Tour Operators Association of India, held in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir. The recognition marks a proud chapter in the journey of Dibang Valley and a moment of celebration for Arunachal Pradesh tourism as a whole, as Anini steadily finds its place on the National Adventure Tourism map yet again. The Department of Arts and Culture, Government of Meghalaya, observed the 85th death anniversary of Uso Sotham yesterday at the Uso Sotham Auditorium in Shillong. On the occasion, the governor, along with government officials, laid a wreath at the bust of Uso Sotham, accompanied by the minister in charge of arts and culture, Sanbor Shulai, and other dignitaries. Addressing the gathering, Governor C.H. Vijayashankar recalled the immense contributions of the renowned Khasi literator Mulung Sosotham to the Khasi community and society at large. Arts and Culture Minister Sanbor Shulai, in his address, announced that a bronze statue of Mulung Sosotham would be installed at the State Central Library. He also highlighted Sosotham's invaluable literary contributions. The second DGAR Men and Women Polo Tournament 2025 concluded yesterday at Mapal Kangjebung in Imphal. The closing ceremony of the tournament was graced by Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla and Director General of Assam Rifles. The ex-Polo Club and Assam Rifles emerged as champions of the tournament in men and women categories, respectively. This year's championship saw 38 teams with 33 men and 5 women teams competing across 44 scheduled matches. The tournament has showcased outstanding horsemanship, endurance and teamwork, rekindling Manipur's vibrant polo culture. The tournament was organized by the Assam Rifles under its Civic Action Program in collaboration with the All Manipur Polo Association. The Jawaharlal Nehru Institute of Medical Sciences, Imphal, completed 18 years of dedicated service in advancing medical education and delivering quality healthcare in the region. The 18th Annual Foundation Day celebration of the JNIMS was held at its complex in Imphal, in which Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla graced the program as the functional chief guest. The day highlights JNIMS's sustained progress in strengthening tertiary healthcare services and its continued efforts towards achieving excellence among leading medical institutions. As part of the program, the governor released the 18th annual report and college magazine, Nongin. The governor also presented awards to meritorious students of the institute. Addressing the gathering, the governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla said that the foundation day of JNIMS was both a moment of celebration and reflection, noting that over the past 18 years, JNIMS has grown into a leading center of medical education and tertiary healthcare in the state. The program was attended by faculty members, doctors, nurses, students and staff of JNIMS, along with other distinguished guests. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akash Vani Shillong. Have a nice day.